This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the fan on this Thursday morning. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We're talking some baseball and just really the philosophy of the way the Mets have built the team versus the way the Yankees have built the team. And you talked about the Yankee lineup, ET. We went over this earlier in the weekend. I think it's a fun exercise just to look at the lineup and go up and down. I don't think that the Yankee, like right now without Stanton and thinking about, oh man, if Dominguez doesn't do what they need him to do, if this guy doesn't do what they need him to do, they could look a little thin. If Bellinger, like we're, you and I are assuming Bellinger's going to have a big year. We're assuming Judge's going to be healthy, have a monster year as always. Assuming Dominguez is going to take a legit step and be an impact player. Volpe, Wells, like there's a lot of assumption in there.
Yeah.
But if not, all of a sudden the lineup, there is a way where you could paint it to look thin. Who do you think is the singular biggest X factor in that Yankee lineup?
Okay, I think it's Dominguez. And let me get you here and why I think that. First of all, part of this is reacting to what I've already seen, and then part of it is obviously projecting, all right, based on what I've seen. So, you know, I think some people might say Volpe, and I understand that. Watching Volpe in the postseason, you know, was on base 40% of the time. Played, had 50 at-bats, by the way. OPS over 800. He's going to steal, going to catch it. I think Volpe's fine. I don't think he's ever going to be Gunnar Henderson or Witt, but he's going to be good. I look at Austin Wells, right? Austin Wells finished with the second highest OPS as a catcher. And now he really flamed out at the end. I think he was shot. But if you go back to July and August, do you realize that his OPS in July and August was 941 and 936? So, and I've always, you know, I've always, yeah. I believe in Wells more than Volpe. So I do.
Uh-huh.
I've always been a big Wells believer. So I'm not saying that there's no concerns with them, but I'm going to believe that they're more constants and givens than concerns, okay? Judge is Judge. Jazz is going to have pop. I don't know what his average will be, but Jazz will steal some bases, and Belly's going to hit some bombs, give you a little athleticism in center. So, you know, so Judge, Jazz, and Belly are constants. Volpe and Wells, I believe, will be good and good enough. Goldschmidt's going to be okay. Maybe if he's a little bit better than okay, that's fine. The reason the answer is, and their base is going to be a mess until it's not. Dominguez is the answer for me, not only because of the upside, like there, and I don't know if he hits the ceiling. I said to Sal yesterday, hey, I need to know by the All-Star break, who the hell is Jason Dominguez? I'm tired of guessing. We've been reading about him since he's 16. You know, he's never really even had like a monster minor league season. He's been banged up and he can't catch fly balls. Like Dominguez needs to answer the questions, and I think he will, but is he a superstar? I'm definitely not going that far, but he could be. But why he's the answer, Sal, is because if he is a mess, like if he's just not the guy,
they're in trouble.
Now you're tapping into a bench that stinks, and I have no idea who's playing left. And now if you're trotting out, a substandard left fielder with third base and offensive mess, now you just got that lower third is just not good.
Yeah, and when I ask this question and we answer it, like obviously if Judge goes down, all bets are off.
Well,
in this
given.
Particular line. Right, so we're not even going to address that. I tend to agree with you that it's Dominguez. I think you could make an argument that it could be Bellinger because we're just assuming Bellinger is going to regain form. He's been inconsistent.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in this ballpark, in this lineup with Judge, I'm fascinated to find out how Boone is going to work it. With Belly. We assume Dominguez maybe going to be leadoff, which would mean probably Judge number two. I still would rather have Bellinger in front of Judge. But if I ask you this way, okay, so we kind of agree. You laid out all the reasons for Dominguez. I'm not going to double down and say the same exact thing you just said. Agreed. His potential could be superstar.
Mm-hmm.
It could be disaster.
It could be the minors.
Exactly. That's where the X factor is. If I ask you, we'll go through them real quick. Question marks.
Go ahead.
Going into the, with the Yankee lineup going into the year. Like Judge, obviously, not a question mark. There's no doubt.
None.
That what he's going to do. Even if he's hurt, he's still going to hit 45 home runs.
Mm-hmm.
Jazz.
I don't have any questions with Jazz. He's going to be a better fielder at second. He's going to steal 35 or 40, hit 20 home runs.
Okay.
Really big fan.
Me neither. Now is where it starts to get mm-hmm. interesting. Belly.
See, I'm not expecting him to be a star. I think as a baseline, just kind of as a floor, I think you get like minimally here, Sal, 26, minimum.
Right.
26, 27 home runs, 15, 16 steals, 270 average, good two-strike approach. That's like almost worst case unless he got hurt. And better center field play than they had a year ago. I'm not worried about Bellinger. I understand there's been big fluctuations.
Well, that's why I wanted to ask you. I think it's fun exercise. That's why I wanted to ask you if he's a question mark or not. To me, it's like a mild question mark. I'm not as concerned about him as I am some of the others that we're going to get to here, but I do still think there's a question mark. He hit 18 homers a year ago. 266, 18, that's not going to fly.
We're expecting missed a month.
Now, 2 years ago, 307, 26, so we're expecting somewhere like that.
Hit 270 with 32, 33 home runs, 90 RBIs, okay. Play center field, so get some steals.
I still think there's a little question mark, but I'm going to lean toward, I pretty much think you could rely on what you're going to get from Bellinger. Dominguez.
I think that he's going to pop, man.
But he has to be a question mark, though.
No, he definitely is. Okay, he definitely is. Yes. But I think you're going to see a nice tantalizing combination of speed and pop. I really do.
Austin Wells. I know you like him.
I love him.
I do too. But
20 home runs, good approach.
You could say it confidently, but
I can't say, but as a catcher.
Is it fair to say that he's a question mark still?
No, for me, he's not. For you, he might be. For me, he's not. For me, he's been one of the best young catchers in baseball, and I think by the end of the year, he's going to probably assert himself as one of the three or four best overall hitters in baseball, right, as a catcher.
But that is your anticipation.
But I'm also lifting on some of the things he did a year ago.
Okay.
And again, I don't want to get too stat heavy, but Sal, last July and August, again, his OPS was 941 and 936.
I get it.
In back-to-back months.
I know overall, though.
He couldn't hit.
He's never.
Love him.
He hasn't had a full year.
I understand.
Okay, so he's less of a question mark in your mind than
Dominguez.
Okay.
Yes.
Fair enough. Volpe.
Again, it depends what the parameters are. I don't think he's ever going to be a superstar, so that's not a question.
Okay.
Is he going to steal 25 bags? Yeah. Is he going to hit 15 to 22 home runs? Yeah. Is he going to catch everything at him? Yes. Is he going to hit, above 260? I don't know. I know he hit 243 a year ago. I do have some questions, but not ones that I don't question if he's going to implode. Like, I know he's going to be a functional major leaguer at minimum.
And the reason why I have questions with him is because I expect more than you do. I'm still holding him to those high standards.
Why, though?
Because
you haven't seen it.
Yeah, but that's what he was supposed to be.
Because he was drafted in the first round?
No, I've seen glimpses of it from him. I haven't seen enough of it. I think he could be a game changer. So I still believe he's got that in there. Is there a question mark? Is he going to hit 250 or 20? No. Like, we know what the floor is with him. But that's, to me, that's not good enough. And then if you combine his floor, if you're just expecting that, with the other question marks, with third base, where that's not even a question mark. Like, right now, it's
we're not even going to go into third base.
DH, disaster. And then the last one will be Goldie.
I got to say he's a bit of a question mark.
I'd be less than honest.
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
He looked, he finished well, but he had a rough season.
So that's kind of the point of the exercise where there are, forget third base and DH, which are known mm-hmm. not good. Mm-hmm. There are some question marks in there. Now, Goldie could be the pro that we're expecting and hoping he could be.
Just be better than Rizzo.
And all is good, right?
Yeah.
But he could fall off the cliff, and it could be a disaster the way that Rizzo went. And then what?
That would stun me.
I don't see that
coming. He's gonna post. He plays .150 every year.
He's been going down, though, declining.
True. He does like to go oppo. So as a right-handed hitter, using that short porch and obviously gapping it in right center, Again, I'm not saying he's going to hit 305. I mean, could I see him hitting 270 with, 23, 24? Yeah, I could. Maybe 270 is a bit ambitious, but he's not going to hit 220 or 230, I don't think. And if he does, that's a problem. And by the way, I know we get back to these calls. Yep. I want you to do the Mets coming up. The same question. I've got some questions for you. I want you to answer them. View as a question, what you view as a constant going in. But the thing about the Yankees, while there are, I think you have a few more questions with the lineup than I do, if you were to do the rotation, outside of Gerrit Cole's health and the bullpen, I have no questions, which is what evens things out, which is why I'm excited and confident that the Yankees will be very, very good.
Correct. Great point. I figured we just pick the weakest link of each and I said the same thing with the Mets rotation. That would be the question there. Yeah, Eric is in Riverville, New Jersey. What's up, Eric?
Hey, buddy.
BT, Sal, what's happening, boys?
What's cooking, man?
Fantastic conversation. I absolutely love it's a fascinating conversation because both teams are flawed, but for very, very different reasons. And I know you guys are going to touch the Mets pitching because, to me, that's a very big problem for the Mets or a concern, right? And trying to, assume that they're going to do what they did last year, whether that's Peterson or Manaea, and that Senga is going to stay healthy, and then obviously that Holmes is going to convert to a starter. It's a big question mark. I mean, I think for all the reasons you said that the Yankees lineup is weak, that's obviously where the concern is on the Mets side. For the Yankees,
I don't know if it's weak. It's a little suspect in a few spots. I don't know if anybody said it's weak. Like the Royals lineup is weak outside of Witt. I mean, let's not go nuts here.
No, I agree with that.
Okay.
I agree with that. I think the challenge really is particularly at third base and DH. I mean, if DJ LeMahieu, as they're trying to sell us now, is going to be the DH walking in on opening day, Cashman's going to get laughed out of the building. That's not going to happen. So, but to me, who is the X factor? I completely agree with you, BT. It is the Martian. Is he going to be the Martian, right? Like, that's the question we all have. Is he going to turn into that guy? We don't know. But also, Volpe, to me, is 1B of that conversation. Volpe cannot hit 240 with 60 RBIs. Can't happen.
I agree.
But what are your expectations for him? And thank you for the call, Eric. See, that's the difference. I have higher expectations, BT, for Volpe than you do. So what are you penciling him in as? And by the way, also a factor here is we could say Dominguez is going to be the X factor.
Yeah.
If he doesn't hit leadoff, which we assume he's going to, at least maybe to start, but what if he doesn't? And they make Volpe the leadoff hitter. I think then he could become more of the X factor because you're going to have higher expectations. We don't know how the exact lineup is going to go right now. I do think that there are a lot of question marks, but the two, to me, biggest fluctuations could be Dominguez and Volpe.
Let me ask you this. Let's simplify it this way with Volpe. Fascinating, because he took a big jump. He jumped 40 points in the average, and it's still not impressive, but if there's more in there, then it's going to get into a territory that's pretty good for his power-speed combo. Over, under batting average, Volpe, 255.
I'm going to say...
That would be about a 12-point jump.
I'm going to say under, unfortunately.
Under?
Well,
if you're saying under, how do you believe in him so much more than me?
I do believe in him more, but I still have those expectations. He hasn't done it yet.
Are you not going to hit 255 in year three?
I mean, I hope that he does.
Come on, man. He's got to.
But even if he did that, to me, it would still be this. I want him to be a 300 hitter.
He's never going to be 300. He's not going to be a 300 hitter. That's not him.
Where's he hitting in the lineup? Is he hitting leadoff?
First or seventh. Over under 20, 22 home runs.
Dude, he had a bad year last year.
Well, but it was a lot better than his first year, which was awful in terms of the average.
I feel like maybe just the postseason, or maybe I just accentuate the positives. Volpe's start last year. I was on the air. I said it. He's going to be a superstar. He's on the verge of superstardom.
And I was reluctant. I was like, I love the way he looks, but it's early.
We had Cashman on last summer. I told him to his face. He said the same. I was like, dude, I thought this guy was going to be a star. He said, yeah, us too. They still believe in him. So, maybe I should say over. I don't know what to believe with him, which is why I think he is a major question mark. The expectations still for me are through the roof for Anthony Volpe. But based on his first two seasons, I think you'd probably sign for 260 and 18 homers, which to me would be disappointing, but it would be his best season yet.
Yeah. Now, again, if you
25 steals, whatever, too.
No, I know what you mean. I was going to say, if you accent the 260 with 18 home runs and he steals 30 bases and he's, top three gold glove, and he plays every day and he's an energy guy.
Yeah.
Now it's a little bit of a different profile, but that's why it's never to disparage Volpe. Nobody's rooting harder for Volpe than me. I love the jersey thing. You don't get into that.
I
love
it. I don't care about that. I don't care
about that. I know. We're 15 miles from Del Bard. My son plays shortstop. I love this. Right. He loves me. Loves Volpe. I want him to be a superstar. He's not. He's not going to be Witt. He's not going to be Gunner. He's not Lindor. You happy Met fans? I said it. He ain't Lindor.
Cut that up, don't you?
Woo! Yeah. You know what I mean? So he's not that player. And I don't think that he's ever going to be. Now, you don't have to be an A-plus player. Can you be a B player? That's the question.
You know, I still think, maybe I answered that too quickly about the 255, although it is hard based on what we've seen. I still think he can be a top player. I really do believe it.
Like Witt and Henderson?
I don't know about that
far. Well, that's a top player.
Oh, okay, maybe top five, top six. Dude, Volpe last year, he was on, I mean, he was looking great for the first month of the season. I don't know what happened. He falls off.
And he looked great in October.
In the postseason.
He had some, he hit almost every, even his outs were on the button.
And I think they're relying on him to do more than 260 and 18. I really do.
And I will, but, you know, first you got to cross the 245 threshold.
I mean,
this is coming from somebody who's very rarely conservative, and I'm telling you, you went from 209 to 243. If we could get that 30-something point jump, we're good.
All right,
I don't know if we can.
What do you want to ask me when we come back? The X factor for the Mets rotation?
The X factor for the Mets, you determine where you apply it, and I want to throw a couple of scenarios at you, and I want to get your level of confidence.
All right, and we'll continue with your call as well, 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan.
And by the way, Game 3 of the BT and Sal Baseball Card World Series today, tied up at 1, and my crib
tied
to the Bronx.
Tied at 1, you get to pick the year now. I'm on the road.
I cannot wait for that.